Shnei Achin. When we have two brothers, Shnei Achin Charshin, two brothers that were born a cheresh, they're both deaf and dumb. Nisuyin Shtei Achoyis, even if they got married to two sisters. Tikches, and even if the wives are normal wives, doesn't make a difference. But since the husbands were a cheresh, so the kedusha was not midiraisa. Neither brother could get married midiraisa. The kedusha was only midirabbanan. So it doesn't make a difference what type of a wife they have. Oy shtei achoyis, or else they got married to two sisters, also charshes, also deaf and dumb. Oy shtei achoyis, or else they got married to two sisters, achas pichis viachas charshes. One was a healthy normal one, one was a cheresh, chareshes. Doesn't make a difference. In all these cases, since the two brothers, the two husbands, were born a cheresh, so they have no das, therefore their kedushin is only midrabbanan. V'chein, the same case would be now, shtei achoyis, two sisters, charshos, that the two sisters were both charoshos, both born deaf and dumb. Nesuyos l'shnei achim pichin, they both got married to two brothers that were normal people. Therefore, in this case, the kedushin, both of them, is chal midiraisa. Or yorels l'shnei achim, they got married to two brothers, charshin, both brothers were charshin. There the case is, the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Oy lishnei achnos, they got married to two brothers, echad pikech v'echad cheresh. One was normal, one was not. In all these cases, hare elu peturus min achalitza o min ayibim. All these cases, they're potter from chalitza and from yibim. Because, since they're two achoyis, since they're two sisters, so might say there's an erva involved. Since there's an erva involved, so when an erva falls to you, yibim, you're potter min ayibim. And in both these cases, either their erev is midiraisa, or else it's only midirabbanan, but the whole kedushin was only midirabbanan. So since the whole kedushin was only midirabbanan, now a sister, the two sisters, your wife's sister, can't fall to yulayibim. So therefore, it's always called an erev here. Therefore, they put them in a yibim. That's because there are two sisters here. So there were ervas. Abba, what's going to be though? V'yemhoyu nochrios. Let's say the two brothers got married to two different wives, and there were two, they weren't relatives. They were strangers to one another. Then yichnesu. Then when one brother dies, so the other one has the mitzvah to make yibum. No matter what case it is, let it only be midrabbanan. But I call upon him midrabbanan, when your brother dies, you have a chiyuv to marry his wife. And it says now, v'yimrotzu l'hoitzion yoitzioi. If you want to give her a get, you have a right to give her a get. So you see here, even in the case where he was a cheresh, but in the case that his brother was also a cheresh, so the kedusha was only midirabbanin. When one brother dies, the second brother is supposed to make yibum, and after he makes yibum, he could give her a get. So you see, we do not make a gzera of a yivama from a cheresh, or to a yivama of a pekeach. Even though in a case where your brother was married midiraisa, then you cannot give her a get. But we see we do not make these gezeras. In a case where your brother was also a cheresh, so his kedushin was only midirabbanan. Now lemaisa, if you marry his wife and you want to give her a get, you're allowed to give her a get. So here we see we do not make this gezera of a yavama of a chereshes, auto of a cheresh, auto yavama of a bekeach. So Marin says, Elo, the Torah you have to answer before is, the terrace we have to answer before is that the case where it's no good is where the brother was a healthy person. So the case is if you have a brother that's a normal person. So when he got married, his kedushin was midiraisa. Now the other brother is a cheresh. He's deaf and dumb. Let's say he doesn't make a difference if he got married or he didn't get married. But if he gets married though, so now when the first brother dies, see his wife is zokuk liyibah midiraisa. Since the first brother was healthy, that's a kedusha midiraisa. When that brother dies, his wife falls to the second brother midiraisa. Even though he's a cheresh midiraisa, though there's a mitzvah yibum, and therefore when the cheresh lives with her, is miyabema, he's koyneh midiraisa. Therefore, now to give her a get, that's the case. He cannot give her a get because since he doesn't have any das, he cannot give a wife a get that needs a get midiraisa. That's the case that Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about to say that if it's a cheresh meikara, in such a case he can't give a get. Now, Omer Rav Yechon said like this: Chalukin olav chaverov, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yishno the Rabbanon Ad Yonim Shimon Ben Gamliel. Don't think to say he goes according to everybody, but the Chachamim argue on him. So Rashi says that means to say the Afilu Pikeich, even if the person was born healthy and normal, v'nischarish and lady became deaf and dumb, any Yachal Agarish, he also cannot give his wife a get. The Afilu Dei Lichtav, even he knows how to write a get. For Loit Tamers, don't say that the Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rashi explains, Miforish Milsa the Tanakama, has only come to explain the Tanakama. No. Rav Yochanan learned that the Shimon Ben Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakama. That the Chachamim argue on the Shimon Ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel said, that we say a Cherish cannot give his wife a get, that's only if he was born a Cherish. But in the case where he was first normal, he got married when he was normal. So if Dushim was Chalmadi writes, but he was a normal person, then lady became a Cherish, he does not lose his mind. And therefore, if he knows how to write a get, or he could tell us, or hint to us, or make Ramazim, that he wants to get ridden, the get is good. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. But the Chum argue and say, no, since Lameister right now, he is a Cherish, he became deaf and dumb, he also would look as if he doesn't have Das. And therefore, since here he was married Midiraisa, because when he got married, he had Das. So he got married Midiraisa, he cannot give his wife a get. So Marista Kasha, Omar Abaye says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this, Afana Namitanina. It says, Nishtatis, where the husband became a Nishtatis, he became a Shaita-like, is Lo Yaitzi. He can't give his wife a get. Nischarish, if he became a cherish, came deaf, who, him, or nishtato, or else he became a shoita, is lo yoytzi alamis, he cannot give his wife a get. Or, no, first, because nishtatis means if she became a shoita, the person's wife becomes a shoita, he cannot give her a get, because she doesn't know what it means to go away from him. So therefore, when the rabbanon, the get is not called a good get. She cannot accept a get. What about if the husband became a cherish? Or else if he became a shoita, so it says, Allah lo yoytzi alamis, he can never give his wife a get. So what's this lashon? May alamis, what does it mean he can never give her a get? Lav doesn't mean to say, af agav yochel davim v'tich haksav. Even though that his husband right now could still talk to us by writing. He could write things down. In other words, he was once normal. Now he became a cherish. So even mashma, even though he still knows how to write, he cannot give his wife a get. So that's the raya where we just said that the chachamim argue and the shimon ben gamliel. Gemara says no. Amar Rav Papa. Papa says, "Ilav yashminu Rav Yechonon." If not for Rav Yechonon that told us this, Havamina, I would have thought to say no. There's no proof that maybe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lefrushay time of the Tanakamu di yosom. Maybe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is only coming to explain the Tanakamu that everybody agrees that if the person was once normal. Even though lady becomes a cherish, he still has his das, he still has his mind. And therefore, if he could write to us or give signals to us that he wants to get to his wife, the get would be good. O my alumnus, what does the Mishnah mean to say here, he can never give his wife a get? Hatei means like this, Afagav the chazin and the choref. Even though we see to us, it looks like he's smart. Rashi says, but he still doesn't write. So that's no good. Avol medaba mitoich haksav, Rashi says, but if the person knows how to write to us, then lemamayit, that maybe no, maybe then everybody agrees that the person still knows how to write, he still has das, and therefore maybe he can still give his wife a get. Therefore that Rabbi Yechonon says, that the chum agyon of Shimon Gamliel, it's only Rabbi Yechonon that is telling us that. But from this mission alone, I would not know that. In Ami, or else I would have thought to say, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that this mission goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak. That you know what it means if a person became a shaita, became a cherish, that he cannot give his wife a get, you know what that means? Like Rav Yitzchak says, to Yom Rav Yitzchak, Tevat Torah midi araisa, shaita miskareshes, midi dehevi apichis, ba'akocha. If your wife becomes a shaita, really she could receive a get. Because she is not worse, even in the case where the wife is normal, healthy, ba'akocha. That if the husband wants to, he could force his wife to take a get. In other words, by a get, the wife does not have to have a rotzen. We don't need her das. The husband could force her, just throw the get to her. So therefore, even though she's a shaita, the same thing, midiraisa, there should be a couple of a get.
Umatam omru ein maskareshes. How come the Rabbanan said no, she cannot receive a get? Shlo yinig bo minig hefka. Because we do not want a stamp to be like a hefka. So that's what it means in Lashon of here, lo yotze lomis. That's why it's only midrabbonin that lo yotze lomis. Because we don't want it to be noig minig hefka. Like if she came a shaita now, nobody's going to marry her. So she remained like a zayna, should be hefka. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, midrabbonin, though, we say he should still stay married to her.
Yeah.
All right. Mishnah says like this. Omru loy nichtav get liyishticha. That Rashi says again, laborio l'shchimer rachochen. We tell a husband that he's healthy or he's dying. We asked him, nichtav get liyishticha, should we write a get for your wife? V'yomalan k'sayvu. And he says, yes, I want you to write a get to my wife. Now, and instead of this person writing the get himself, but rather, Imru la Seifer, he went and told the Seifer to write the get. And the Seifer wrote the get. Instead of these people themselves signing the get, they went and told two other Eidim to sign the get. So Allah, where is the get is no good. Because the husband, I told this person to do it, and he had no right to tell somebody else to do it. So Afal Pishe Kasvu, even though this Seifer wrote the get, for Chasmu, and these two Eidim signed on it, for Nasnu Aloy, and they gave it back to the husband. Now the husband himself gave this get to his wife. This get is bottle, it's no good. Because it was not written with the tzivu habal. Until the husband has to tell the sefer himself, write it. That's called be written lishmo. A get can only be written lishmo if the husband himself told the sefer to write the get. But here the husband told Reuven to write the get. Now Reuven went and told the Seifer to write the get. Reuven had no right to do that. Therefore, when the Seifer wrote it, it's not called he's writing it with a tzivu habal. It's not called written l'shmo. Even if later the husband takes it and uses it, still it's no good. Until the husband tells directly at the beginning to the Seifer to write it, u'li'edim chasaymoy. Until the husband tells these Eidim to sign on the get. Gemara says, now time, what's the reason of our Mishnah? The Loyama Tanu. Because the husband did not say the word Tanu, give it. Hirashi says, time of Loyama Tanu, but Loy Kisu without saying writing it. The Chivon, the Yomalan Kisu, since the husband told this person to write the get, then the svar is, Makbid Hoye B'dova, the husband for sure is very Makbid, Shelo Yomu Liyachav Yichtav, they should not ask somebody else to write the get. Because the husband feels embarrassed that he himself does not know how to write the get. Because really the husband should write the get himself. So when the husband tells somebody to go write the get, what he means to say is, I vedavka want you to write the get, and not to tell somebody else. So it's time of l'yomatanu. But l'yomatanu, if the husband would have not told him to write the get, but rather just would have said, tanu, give the get, Rashi says, "Ha'ama tenu get liyishtav loyama kisvu." Then oimrim, then mashma. These people could tell somebody else to write the get also. Then we say the husband is not makbid bedafka on them. It's not so bad to have them tell somebody else, because the main thing the husband just wants them is to give over the get. About writing the get, could be the husband himself could write the get. Just if you go and write the get, the husband then is not makbid. So Gemara says, "Mani, who would our Mishnah go like then?" Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yoma that says, Mili Mimsrim Lashliach, that a Shliach has a right to give over words to somebody else. Like here, the husband told this first Reuven, go give a get to my wife. If he did not tell her to write, tell him to write the get, just to give the get, we said the husband is not Makvid, then whoever writes the get is good. So this Shliach now has a right to tell somebody else to write the get. I, with the Tziva Baal, so we say the Shliach has the right to give over his words to somebody else. That's called mili mimstrim l'shliach. That the shlichas you have of just words, you can give over to somebody else. So that's what our ratio holds like Reb Meir. If so, aim a sefer. What does the end of our Mishnah say? At sheyoyim el sefer, until the husband himself tells the sefer directly, k'soiv, write the get. Uliedim chasoim, until the husband himself tells the edim to sign. The Chorus Mashman is no in-between man. The husband himself has to tell them to do it. So who are us and the Rabbi Yasi? That's going to come out now according to Rabbi Yossi. The Yoma that Rabbi Yossi Shita is that holds Mili Lemimsrim Lashliach. The Rabbi Yossi holds that Shino Mili words cannot be given over to a Shliach. That's why the husband himself has to tell the Seifa to write the Git. So Maria says, so, Reisha Rabbi Meir, the Seifa Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. And the Seifa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Usually don't say like that. In the same Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, Shriya Machlaikis. Skumara says, in yes, that's what we have to say. Reisha goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Imma Mili could be given over to Rishlichus. The Seifa that says the husband has to come directly and tell the Seifa to write the get, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That's the only way out, that's the only way we have out. Rabbi says, no, I tell you, really could be Kul Rabbi Meir. Our whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That really, when the husband tells the Shliach to give over the get, the Shliach has the right to tell somebody else to go write the get. For Ochis, so why does the Sefer say that the husband himself has to go to the Sefer to tell the Sefer to write the get? I tell you, V'Ochis Mayaskinan, you know what we're talking about over here? The Loi Omar Tanu. The Sefer is talking about when the husband did not say the word Tanu. The Sefer is talking about when the husband said the word Kisvu. The husband first told the first Shliach to write the get. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Omer lo nichtav get liishtecha, where the husband told him to write the get. So in this goes the Sefer also, that in such a case when the husband told the Shliach to write the get, that's the svara the husband is makbid, that bedavka you should write the get and nobody else, because it's very embarrassing that people should know I can't write a get. Therefore, the husband is marked with nobody else. Therefore, the husband has to tell the Sefer himself. But in the case where it's not Ksevu, it's just Tanu, could be even if the husband doesn't tell over to the Sefer. The Shliach maybe has a right to. So Maria Slihochi, if so, Atsha Yomru Tanu Mi Boile. Why does the Mishnah end often say, the only way is good, if the husband talks to the Sefer directly? Why? We just should have said, until the husband says the word Tanu would be good. So therefore, it's mashma, no, Tanu does not help, only if he tells the Sefer to write the get. So the more answer is, Elohocha b'may askin, you know what we're talking about over here, the loyoma levet losa. He did not say it over in front of three people. Because then we say, you do not mean like to make them a bezin to tell other people. When he tells only two, there we say, you're makbid v'davka, they should do it yourself. So also a svara. When you only tell it over to two, the husband is makbid, they should do it. Only when you say it over to three people do we say maybe he made them into a bezdin. They have the right to appoint other people. So again, when the Mishnah wants to send off and say when it's good, the judge should have said it's good if the husband tells it to three people. Ella rather said like this, I'll tell you, Kulu Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you maybe our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that a Shliach can never appoint somebody else to write the get. So if so, how come a Mishnah only says the word Kisvu? It should be the same halacha with Tanu also. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if the husband tells the Shliach Tanu to give a get to his wife, the Shliach has no right to appoint another Shliach. So I'll tell you, Bachel, my askinon, the loy Omar Imru. That the husband did not tell the Shliach he has the right to give it over to somebody else. But Mashma, if he tells the Shliach, I want you to tell somebody else to give it over, then it would be good. If so, if that's the pshat, then the Sefer, when it's saying it's good, it didn't have to say the husband tells the Sefer directly. It would have been enough if the husband tells the Shliach that I'm telling you directly, I'm giving you permission directly to tell a Sefer. So why doesn't it say that? The Yoy then secondly, does Reb Yossi himself admit, even in a case when the husband tells the Shliach, he has a right to tell somebody else. Reb Yossi still argues. Reb Yossi says, no, if I'm only giving you over shlichus of words, I'm only telling you to go do, to, I'm giving you a shlichus to do something. But before something is done, just to tell somebody else to do it, that's called words, mili. There's no way words can be given over. Even if the husband gave you a shush to tell the other person. Reb Yossi doesn't agree. For your tznam, we learn it like this. Ksav Sefer V'eid Kosher. We had before, if somebody has a get, the wife receives a get, that on the get, one aid was the Sefer himself signed on it, and another aid signed on it. So it says, Lach Rizos Kosher. Now, V'yom Reb Yirmi, you said, you know why this get is kosher? Hocha or Amrav Yirmiya Chasam Seifer Shninu. We're talking about over here, we're not just with Seimach on the writing of the Seifer, but rather the Seifer signed. He was one of the Yedim over here. Now still, why is it kosher? The Yom Rav Chizda said, Masnisen Mani Rav Yosi.